Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I am not one for revenge. Taking an eye simply because your eye was taken lacks perspective. Vengeance, however, is a necessary pursuit. It is a service that extends beyond the self. Alvin Pilfer killed me, took on my form, and assumed control of all my earthly possessions. A dangerous collection not meant for the weak-minded. For this, and only this, he had to die. And although I lack physical form, I hold power enough to enact the punishment he deserves.
From WBEZ Chicago, and the sweat of your brow, this is Pleasure Town. Around the turn of last century, a group of folk built their dream, a town where happiness was the main objective. But as history has shown, war is always coming. So, get away clean and join us as we mourn the fate of Pleasure Town. Surviving should have been a happy thing, but those who were left in our town's last days were years since their last smile.
Dark days indeed. Sometimes I wonder why people put so much effort in living when dying seems like the easier option.
Yeah, easier for sure. And not that I didn't consider a quicker exit in those last days, but, well, I always felt I owed it to the fallen to keep on.
And I felt I owed it to the living. We were the beacons that guided them in better times. It was our duty to usher them through the bad.
Yeah, classic us. I weep at the sunset, and you shield your eyes from the sunrise.
If I play my cards right, she might let me get a peek at her Rocky Mountains, if you know what I mean.
Face it, Rudd. Given how long we both are in the tooth, your Peter's probably as floppy as a rabbit ear.
Well, look who's a comedian now. Did something bad, and now people are dead.
Well, I'll be. That does sum it up. Guess it's time to organize some of the merchandise.
What is the point of cleaning up if nobody is coming in?
Routine is important, Rudd, and besides, I take pride in... What in the heck is this?
Well, I'll be. You finally got something of value in this trash heap.
It was in this coat. Some lady tried it on the other day. I'm guessing she must have left it in there. Not sure why, but...
Wait just a minute. I've seen that stone before.
You have?
Yeah. Mud. I saw mud with it. Oh, it was ages ago, but I remember he flashed it at me. Wore it around his neck on a little chain. Said it brought him good luck.
Now that's funny. Nobody's seen old Mud in years. If you ask me, his luck likely ran out.
Oh, no doubt about that. I am a comic, after all.
When'd you say you saw Mud with this stone thing?
It wasn't too long after he came to town.
You know, I wonder.
Here we go. Bulger's rusty wagon wheel is a-spinning.
Back in the early days, Ma hired Mud and his sister to run a big heist. A train heist.
So?
So, you nit. She wasn't one to take on a risk like train robbing without a good reason. She knew something about the haul Mud was going to bring back. There had to be something special. And Lord knows Mud was about as trustworthy as a snake, so my bet is he snatched this little gem up for himself and kept it a secret.
Well, it looks like we got ourselves a regular Sherlock. You should have been a detective instead of a two-bit pawner. Now, how's about we go and unload ourselves of this paperweight and collect us a thieves' ransom?
Oh, no. We are not keeping the stone, and we are not selling it.
And why the hell not, Bulger?
This thing is nothing but bad news. Mud's sister, Clayton, died trying to retrieve it. Mud died after having it in his possession, and the woman who left it for me to find, well, I...
What is it, Bulger?
I can't explain it, but I just know it was no good for her. She looked so frail. And when she left, I swear... She was a different person.
A different person?
I know, it sounds impossible, but... Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I think this stone has some kind of evil attached to it.
You've been hitting the bottle just a little too hard there, Bulger.
You gotta trust me on this, Rudd. Look, I might not have many good years left, but I sure as hell want to become a good person in that time.
You sound like a man approaching death.
You think I wanted to be the proprietor of a junk store? You think I wanted to be a money launderer? I did it because that's what it took to take care of Ma. And looking after her was the one thing that made me feel like my whole life wasn't just a pile of horse apples. And look how that ended up. So yeah. I'd rather not get tangled in any sort of trouble, but whether real or imagined, I don't want this in my life.
You know, you could always give the stone to me to sell.
I'm not going to be an accomplice to any more mischief if I have a say in the matter. And seeing as this thing seems to have left a violent trail in its wake, and seeing as I'm kind of fond of seeing you alive, I guess I'm not going to do that.
You mean that?
Look, Rudd, shut up about the dang gem. I never should have shown it to you.
No. I mean the part about being fond of me.
I've had most everybody I've ever known wrenched from my life. But you've been a stake in the shifting dirt below my feet. Honestly, I'm not sure I'd still be here myself if it weren't for you.
I don't know what to say. I came here in search of community, and to be honest, I always felt like I failed. I mean, who wants to hang around a sad, washed-up never-was? Aside from you, Goldie and the gang, I've mostly kept to myself. It's my own damn fault, you know? Bitterness is like a stench you can feel. It pushes people away, but you're saying that ain't true.
Rudd, I might not be the warmest or most poetic of souls, so I'm going to say it the way I'm going to say it. You're the only family I got left.
Family. There it is. Now there it is. My brother. Bulger. I'll be damned. You know what? Let's take that silly piece of costume jewelry and chuck it into the river, where it won't cause nobody no trouble anymore.
This ain't another one of your jokes, is it?
Well, I don't see anybody laughing, so maybe.
Well, all right then. Let's do it.
No, it cannot be. I refuse. No. No. No! Her skin. Cold. Her eyes. Hollow. My daughter, my Adrienne, stolen from me, taken from me, robbed from me. I've underestimated you. How very clever. A trick within a trick. I was unprepared for your villainy, Featherbone. I wonder how you turned her mind against me, conjuring images of her mother, corrupting her mind, condemning her to isolation, like father, like daughter, huh? Push us both into a dark room. Rip from us the pleasure of company, of camaraderie. A family. You must have been jealous. You coveted what me and my daughter shared. So you ensured we would share it no more. You are like a child, Featherbone. If you can't have the joy, then no one else shall. How petty. How simple. How ignorant. I have warned you, Featherbone. I have told you what would happen if you interfered with my daughter. This fight was between us, you and me. And now you have killed her. You have killed my daughter, my Adrienne. You must know me well enough to know what I will do for my children. The lengths I would go for their safety, and yet you decided to poke the lion, to rattle its cage. How very foolish. Adrienne, my daughter, the time has come for us to part. I am not blessed with time, thus your burial will have to be quick. Perhaps I will give you what was only... Perhaps I will give you what was only teased by our enemy. Yes. A poetic and meaningful end to what must have been a tortured life. I shall reunite you with your mother. Give your body to the river. Then, at least, part of our family will be reunited. Come, my dear. There is work to be done.
Mind reading.
Yep.
If you could have any supernatural power in the world, you want to hear other people's thoughts.
Wouldn't you?
Hell no. I already think everybody hates me. I don't want to know that.
Look at it this way. If you were to meet a pretty lady, you'd know right from the start if you had a fighting chance.
True. I mean, that'd spare me a lot of slaps to the face.
Well, here we are. I haven't been here since before Mom passed.
She was a damn good lady, Bulger.
Think she'd be proud of what I'm doing? Throwing this here stone away like this?
I think she'd understand. I think she'd want what's best for you. And if getting rid of this cursed gem helps stave off your misery, then toss it away.
Stone. The stories I'm sure you could tell. Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Bulger.
Not much to be proud of. Just did what I knew was right.
Yeah, well, take it from me. It's no easy choice. Let's go home. God's name.
My boy.
Ma? Is it really you?
Oh, great. Now even my eyes are starting to play jokes.
Yes, it's me. The stone. It conjured my spirit. It beckoned me forth from the ether to tell you that it is not to be discarded from your hands. It is here for your protection.
I don't understand. That stone has caused nothing but chaos.
It has brought much tumult to Pleasure Town, but it is not the threat. It is merely the medium. Danger lurks instead in the forms of both spirit and man.
Speaking of spirits, I think I exceeded my limit last night because I must still be drunk.
I assure you, this is gravely real. The man who wishes you harm, Bulger, is your father. And the spirit is a powerful one who is bent on vengeance.
Ma, I'm no hero. Never have been. Don't see what good I can do.
You do not give yourself credit, son. You set the bar so high. It's not enough for you to climb to the top of the tree. You have to reach the stars. But sometimes, doing all that you can, well, that's enough. And you've done so much.
You really think so? I mean, you died and
my death was my choice. You gave me more of a life than I deserved. And I squandered it. And for that, I shall eternally swim in regret.
I miss you, Ma.
I am always here. Now go. Your father is just upstream. And know that whatever you choose to do, it is the right choice.
The stone.
Ma said the stone would protect me, but I threw it in the... Well, I'll be.
That dang thing don't want to leave your side.
Sounds like you and the stone got a lot in common.
Always full of wisecracks, ain't you? So what are we gonna do?
Looks like it's time for a family reunion.
Pleasure Town will return in a moment.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Adrienne. My Adrienne. If I am to believe that this is you, was you, then perhaps you can hear me. This is not what you deserve. A burial bereft of ceremony. Only I to see you put to rest. This moment should be years from now, in a vast room filled with those who respected you and those who feared you. Your name should have lived on, fueled by our shared legend. But your life ended here, in this hole of a town, with people that mistake delusion for dreams. How terrible your life must have been. A princess among insects. And I sent you here. Your only mistake was to love me, to trust me, and I... While it was not I who stole your final breath, your blood is still on my hands. I should have never let you leave my side. We should have sought the stone together. Father and daughter, of like mind, in joined pursuit. I am sorry, my daughter. I failed you. I know you were forced to fear me, but still, I see now how that was an easy lie to tell. My actions seemed rash, my plans tenuous, but our future depended on the stone. I could not consider any other path. Perhaps, if only I had... No. One cannot reform the past. I tried to shroud you in safety, but you were a doomed child. Formed from the broken pieces of two defective parents, I with my anger, your mother with her gloom. I did my best to save you. But here we are.
Is that him? He doesn't look anything like you.
That's because it ain't him. At least I don't think it is.
Well, Goldie said he was upstream, and I don't see anybody else.
Don't know what your business is, boys, but you best tend to it somewhere else.
Think you better watch yourself, you old coot. Wouldn't want you to slip into that river.
I will not say this again. Leave me or I'll... Bulger. Of course. Another foolish move.
Now, let's get out of here, Rudd. Ain't nothing to see here but a man with dementia.
You could not take me down through my daughter, so you try again with my son. Pitiful.
Son?
I will not make the mistake of assuming you are a vision, but I do not have time to explain.
Well, I happen to think an explanation is needed. You see, my friend here is on a mission to find his father, and here you are screaming at the sky.
Shut up, clown. Your life means nothing to me, and I will not hesitate to end it if you hinder me further.
Alvin, father, if that is you, then let us talk. Like men.
There is no time.
Just what happened?
Warren happened. A foe I overcame that refuses to accept his fate.
Well, I am no foe, but I believe that you may be to me, and I need to know. Are you?
I am a danger to all, son. Your mother, your sister, and yes, you. It's regretful that our reunion should come now, but now it also must end.
If you lay a hand on him, you're gonna have to deal with me, and I don't fight fair.
Though I am danger, there is a greater danger nigh. Trust me, son. Allow this entreatment to make up for my absence. Leave. Now. Before Featherbone curses us with his foul presence.
I have never left you, Alvin.
What in the...
Stay close, Rudd.
Too weak to join us in the physical realm?
I know no weakness. Not anymore.
You see that too. Right?
Oh my god.
And this shall be your final mistake. Goodbye, Nemesis. Etuchit me omnes catulos. Quia ico sam desperatis patios.
Quaint, but ineffective. And to save us all time, your other plans will fail as well. Your words are empty. Your relics, which were my relics, hold no power over me.
More lies!
Believe what you will.
What are you? What do you want with my father?
He's nothing.
I am his undoing. Or yours, Bulger. But that choice is not in my hands.
Bulger's still got a few good years in him. I say, let's pull a Hamlet and off the old man.
Silence, fool!
This fool has been more family to me than you ever were.
You are a curse to the world, Alvin. Surely you know that. So I give you one last chance to do something of worth.
After all this time, why now?
Because death alone did not suit your crimes. Your death had to come from that which you believed to be your salvation. The Sintamani Stone. Spirits can do many things, but we cannot manipulate those who hold the stone. I simply had to wait for it to come to you.
Fool, I do not have it.
No, but your son does. Either you touch the stone and embrace your fate, or I kill your son. But you must choose. Now.
For an immortal spirit, you sure don't have a lot of patience.
He's bluffing.
If it's proof you need, so be it. I am loath to involve others in this, but you force my hand. Rudd, if you have anything left to say, I'd say it now.
Want to hear a joke?
No.
Rudd! 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 I'm sorry. I am so sorry, Rudd. I did this. I am the common thread in so much death. And you've become another one of the fallen. I'm sorry.
There's a town full of people that are seconds away from their last breath. Save them. Choose now.
Go ahead. They deserve death.
No! I am a miserable soul, and I don't deserve to live. The stone, it serves to protect me, but I use it now to wish away all security.
No, Bulger, don't do it!
If I die, I will be reunited with those I love, and that is a fate I can live with.
I must say I am impressed. I would have never guessed that the son of Alvin would be so selfless. You must know, Bulger, that if this death befalls you, you will truly die. There will be nothing further for you.
Erased from time. Adrienne was right.
Perhaps that is the death I deserve.
Typical. The weasel survives. But I'll take it. Death is not the only destruction.
No! Leave my son alone!
Then take his place. Touch the stone, Alvin.
I have nothing keeping me here. Not just in Pleasure Town, but in life. I have exceeded my welcome, and if I am to spend eternity trapped in that gem, then so be it!
Erased from time, Bulger. I cannot let that happen to you. I splintered our family. I thought that was a gift, both to you and your sister. I might have been wrong then, but this is right.
As it always should have been. Finally. Peace.
And now what am I to do? Walk the world alone? I have nothing. I have no one.
You die, but that's years from now. For what it's worth, none of this had anything to do with you. Sometimes, life is evil enough on its own.
Ma? You still there, Ma? Ma?
Pleasure Town will return in a moment.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Many perished in Pleasure Town. The place seemed to tear people asunder,
both spiritually and from the ones they held dear.
Bulger is one of the starkest examples. A man in search of family, only to find it right before it's torn away from him forever.
Though we all suffered in those last days, he may have carried the greatest burden. But if he wasn't there, our darkest days would have been far darker.
True. He ended up serving as a true hero during the death throes of our republic.
But there are many more stories to tell before that story can be told.
You just want to hear more of the sound of your own voice.
Always with the jokes. Just once, I'd like to end on a serious note.
You're a serious note.
Well, can't argue with that.
Oh. Pleasure Town listeners, this is Emily Modaff, associate producer of the show. Well, you did it. You made it to the end of season 2. Thank you so much for taking this adventure with us. We seriously love you guys so much. And even though season 2 has come to a close, fear not. We will be taking a short hiatus to decompress, catch up on sleep, fill up on whiskey, but then we'll be right back for our second annual Minisode contest. We are currently accepting submissions now through December 1st. For more information and contest guidelines, you can visit our website at www.pleasuretownshow.com and just head over to the Join the Story tab. If you like what you heard this season, please, please give us a rate and review on iTunes. We love reading them and they help us improve in so many ways. Be sure to connect on Facebook and Twitter at PleasureTownOK, and we're also on Instagram at PleasureTownShow. As always, it is time to thank the wonderful crew that made this final episode of Season 2 possible. This episode of Pleasure Town was written by Keith Ecker and Aaron Cahoe, and performed by Kelsey Huff, Dan Kerr, Neil Fontano, and Trevor Dawkins. Editorial oversight by Joe Deso, with assistance from Robert Anderson and Justin Bull. And last but not least, we'd like to thank our wonderful Kickstarter backers. With your support, we were able to improve our show and pay the wonderful artists who helped make this season great. Pleasure Town was created by Keith Ecker and Aaron Cahoe. Our associate producer is me, Emily Modaff, and our interns are Joe Courtney, Brady Guy, Lizzie Seidenstricker, and Colin Wright, the old coot. Original music was composed and performed by River Rising's Megan Diger and Tim Hazen, and engineered by Colin Ashmead Bobbitt. Pleasure Town is a part of the WBEZ Podcast Network. Discover more excellent shows by visiting wbez.org/podcasts. Pleasure Town is an ever-growing interactive narrative which relies on your creativity, your imagination, and especially your voice to expand the legend. Find out how you can join the story at pleasuretownshow.com.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.